In his first State of the State address Wednesday night, Governor Jim Justice presented lawmakers with a plan to close a $497 million budget gap in the 2018 fiscal year. That's the latest estimate from the governor's office about just how big that hole will be. Justice's proposal is largely based on increasing taxes, something he said on the campaign trail he wouldn't do.
I truly, from the bottom of my heart, hate tax increases. I hate them.
Governor Jim Justice stood at a podium on the House floor to give his first State of the State address. Free of teleprompters, with a whiteboard and dry erase markers at his side, Justice made his way through several legislative proposals without much detail. Most ideas he'd shared with the voters on the campaign trail or during his inaugural address last month. But a bulk of Wednesday night's speech focused on the budget and his plan to fix it.
The past 4 years, no matter how hard we've tried, we have lived off rainy day, and we've lived off the low-hanging fruit that we could cut away.
During former Governor Earl Ray Tomlin's administration, years of back-to-back budget cuts resulted in a more than $400 million reduction in the size of state government. Justice says he believes that number is actually as high as $600 million. During the same time, the state's rainy day fund, what's essentially a savings account, was used several times to help get West Virginia to a balanced budget while lawmakers chose to forego tax increases. Lawmakers will once again have to dip into that account this year, pulling $123 million to help pay the state's bills through the end of the fiscal year in June. But Justice says he's no longer willing to balance the budget on the shrinking fund. But he's not offering up many more government cuts either.
I truly believe that any cuts that are out there that somebody can bring me that's not going to just stifle us as a patient, I'm for. I am delivering to you $30 million worth of cuts.
The $26.6 million in cuts targets 10 state agencies, in some cases eliminating their general revenue funding completely. They include the Divisions of Labor and Culture and History and the Educational Broadcasting Authority, which is made up solely of West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Outside of those select cuts, Justice says cutting state government any further would be catastrophic. That's why he wants to raise more than $450 million in tax revenues.
I've got to have everybody in this state pay a half of a penny in additional sales tax. There's no way around it.
That's his first of several proposed tax increases. Hike the consumer sales tax by 0.5%. It's paired with getting rid of exemptions in the state's sales tax, something both the House Speaker and Senate President have said they support. Those two changes combined bring in more than $180 million in new revenue each year. Justice also wants to create a commercial activities tax at 0.2%, which he explains is a tax on the gross sales of any business. That would raise more than $214 million annually. While Justice was delivering his speech, the governor's office released an alternative budget, one that relied solely on cuts. It would close every college and university in the state, with the exception of Marshall and West Virginia universities. It would cut Energy Express, the Hatfield-McCoy Trail, all senior services, the Library Commission, funding for farmers markets, and many other programs, and result in the loss of 3,000 jobs. And Justice says that's not what he wants to do.
What would you rather do? Would you rather have your school plummeted even more? Your seniors just forgotten? Your vets forgotten? Your parks closed? Fairmont State shut down? On and on and on. Or would you be willing, as a people's, to say, I'm willing to pay a half a penny more? And I'm willing, as a business, to step up and pay 0.2%, because I love West Virginia, and we're going somewhere.
The governor's budget also includes a complex plan to increase the state's gasoline tax, fees paid at the Division of Motor Vehicles, and the tolls on the West Virginia Turnpike in order to pass a new bond for road construction. That plan relies on not just voter approval, but on renegotiating with the federal government what roads can actually be tolled. The governor's office will present the budget plan to the House and Senate Finance Committees in more detail Thursday. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.